The highest court in the land about to take up same-sex marriage, but interestingly enough, action or inaction by this branch of the government seems likely to put pressure on another branch. Joining us to talk about it, Josh Gerstein, White House reporter for Politico. Good afternoon, Josh. How you doing?
I'm good, Rosemary. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. It was last May, as a matter of fact, after being almost, well, we want to say prodded by Vice President Joe Biden, that President Obama came out in favor of same-sex marriage. But let's parse what he had to say. Was it an out-and-out endorsement, actually?
Well, he said personally he'd concluded that he was in favor of it, but he never quite said exactly what should happen. He didn't say really every state in the country should adopt it. And the one thing that some activists were looking for him to say, which was that he thinks there's a constitutional right to same-sex marriage that would apply across the country in every state, he not only didn't say that, he seemed to suggest maybe there wasn't, because he said he wanted to let the states sort of experiment and let different states do different things with it.
The president has actually, though, called the Defense of Marriage Act unconstitutional. That is one of the cases before the Supreme Court. But it's really the other case involving California's ban on same-sex marriage that's probably going to trigger the most fireworks. To be fair, do you think it's going to play as a bad idea if he just steps back and lets the justices deal?
Well, I mean, that's certainly one of the options, and that's the option the Justice Department and the White House have taken in that case so far. That case has been going on for years, and at any point the Justice Department could have weighed in with the district court or the appeals court, but they chose not to do that. So it's possible they could stay out. I just think with it going to the highest court in the land and the potential of a ruling that would uphold a right to same-sex marriage, it would be a little strange for this particular president to sort of remain silent and just let the court work its will.
Of course, he's coming off his campaign victory. Not that it was a huge victory. Still in all, he won. I mean, you know, maybe he just feels he doesn't have to pick up the ball on this one.
You know, he could feel that way. I think there will be pressure, though. Already just yesterday, we had the proponents who went after Prop 8, the same-sex marriage ban in California, saying that they hope that the Justice Department and the White House will weigh in. And they think that the only thing they can really say that's consistent with the position the president's taken on the Defense of Marriage Act is that there is a federal right to same-sex marriage. On the other hand, the opponents of same-sex marriage say they think the president's comments about leaving it to the states suggest that the only position the Justice Department could fairly take is that there isn't such a right. So there is a decision here that they're going to have to make, or they're going to have to sort of bear the burden of not making a decision.
Okay, and it looks, I think those cases are probably going to land in front of the Supreme Court in March, I believe. I think that's it.
Yeah, a lot of the court watchers think late March is a likely time for the court to schedule this for argument. That's the, sort of the same week that was used for health care arguments during the current year, and the possibility of a decision on these cases by the end of June.
All right. Good talking to you, as always, Josh. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Josh Gerstein, White House reporter for Politico. Interesting to see what happens.